Good morning. I just want to pop on real quick and share something that happened yesterday. So my son had a soccer game and his dad took him. And when he came back, he didn't say much about it. He was disappointed. A lot of the kids didn't show up and he took care of making his lunch for the next day. But apparently something had been bothering him. So he came to my room, but I had been praying. So, I didn't stop praying. I knew he had come, and because he saw me praying, he left. But he came back. And by that time I was reading a word. So he came in and he said, "Can I come and talk to you?" And he sat down beside my bed, and I could kind of tell by his, I could tell that he was going to, you know, talk to me about something that, you know, was serious or that was bothering him. So he starts off by saying he was, when he was at the soccer game, there's this boy that's in his class and he likes this boy as a friend. He says, you know, he's nice, he's humble. So my son, you know, is friends with him and this boy just joined the soccer team. But his mom was there, this boy's mom. And he said at one point she was standing near him. And she said, "Where's my," she was looking around, she says, "Where's my effing son?" And my son said it was like he was shocked by the way she was speaking because she had been swearing and she did it a few times. But when she said that, it was like he was processing it in his mind. And he said, he turned to her and he said something, like he mimicked her. And he said, "Your effing son," or "Your son is effing right here." And my son was beside himself telling me this. He was so upset. Because I've never ever had to address this situation with my son. My kids actually are very against bad words, cuss words, especially my oldest son, who is like the bad word police. But my son mimicked her very own words. And he said the minute he did it, he said, "I'm sorry." And she looked at him and she said, "Are you 14? And he said, "No." She said, "Do you have a swear card?" And he didn't really understand what that meant, but he said no. But the way he explained it to me with tears in his eyes, because he had a hard time getting this out. He was so upset. And the way that he explained it to me, he said he even explained this to her. It was like his mind was still calculating or comprehending what she was saying. And that's why it just came out of his mouth and he couldn't, like he was shocked at his self. He was so upset and I told him, I said, "You know, this reminds me of what the word says about staying away from foolish talk, right? The power of life and death is in the tongue." And I told him that's why the Bible warns to stay away from people who speak foolishly. And so I'm going to read a couple of verses. But when he was telling me this, it was all like he was so sorry. And I felt like he was asking for my forgiveness. But I said, "You have to go to talk to God about that." I said, "Go pray about it." But he had been asking to go over to this kid's house. This child's parents are separated and I don't know them. I don't even know what they look like. And so my kids know that I'm very I have a rule. If I don't know the parents and, you know, like if I'm not really close with the parents, I don't really allow my kids to go over, like not like sleepovers are completely out of question, but even just going over, cause I don't know what those, I don't know what the parents are like. I don't know what they allow. And I don't know what the child's like neither. Cause I, you know, there are some of my, most of my children's friends, I know them cause I know their parents. And I know kids will be kids, but my son is very Holy Spirit filled. And in that moment, when he said what he said, it was like he grieved right away. He was so hurt by the exchange. And it makes me think that that's what it is to be really in Christ, to have Christ dwell in you. Because when we say things or we do things that are not glorifying the Lord, they are not righteous, and they are just outright sinful, we know it right away. We know that it's not good. And it hurts us because we know that it hurts our Heavenly Father. So, you know, in that conversation, I said, well, I think that you should, you know, stay away in, you know, the next games and whatnot from this mom. And he said, yeah, he said, the minute that she started, you know, she was talking and she was swearing, he said, I wanted to go away. You know, that was his first reaction, is to want to walk away. And then, of course, you know, it solved the problem of if he was going to go over there, because he said, no, I don't want to go over there. But I will read a couple of scriptures that, you know, came to me. And, I mean, the word is just full, okay? But this is one, Proverbs 4:20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. So I do believe that there is good judgment, right? We are called to judge. And my son made a judgment in that moment that this was not something that he wanted to be around. But I told him, I did explain to him, do you see the importance of who we keep near, close and near to us, our friendships, you know, people that we hang around with, because it's like a poison. You know, if you're constantly hanging out with someone who completely, they're not, first of all, saved, they don't know Christ. So that, of course, that will obviously lead the way to how they behave, how they speak. And if we're constantly the Bible is clear about guard your ear gates and your eye gates, you know, and when we're around such people, even if you're Holy Spirit filled, it will affect you. It will eventually affect you like a poison. It will seep in because you're having to hear it, you know? So I wanted to also go to Ephesians. This is 5:4. nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. So that was another one. And I'm going to share these with him today. You know, I speak about my kids a lot, but, you know, sometimes our children, you know, they're my whole life, like here, you know, on earth, they're my life every day. And they teach me things sometimes. They even teach me to be more patient, to be more gentle. They will bring things up to the forefront of my mind, you know, things, because I had to apologize to my son. I don't swear in just my normal everyday speaking, but I have been angry enough to swear. And I have told him, you know, whenever we're angry and that's when we swear, it's not that that is good, because the word says that there is such a thing as, you know, like anger that is good. You know, if you're angry at something that you know that the Lord would be angry at, it's not the anger that is wrong, okay, in some situations. It's how we deal with them. It's what we do about that anger, okay? And so the minute that we start swearing and cussing out of anger, we know that that's not good. Last scripture that I wanted to go to is 2 Timothy 16. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. So that's what I was trying to say. Whenever we allow ourselves to be around people, because we often focus on like what we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're listening to, like music wise. But even when we're around people that use this type of language, or, you know, joking, like, you know, especially sexual jokes, I don't get it. Even my husband will sometimes tell me some very, yeah. Anyway, I just don't get it. To me, it's not funny. And it's not good, and it doesn't glorify the Lord at all. And, so of course my children, that's what I teach them as well, is that, you know, none of these things are good. And if it's not good, then you don't want to be listening to it. But anyways, I just wanted to share that because it also reminded me that that's a sign that you are true, that Christ dwells in you. Because I just couldn't believe how upset he was. He was just really, you know, tears. He had a hard time telling me. And, I told him he didn't have to look for my forgiveness, that he could just talk to the Lord about it. And I told him that he should pray for his friend, because it is sad if, you know, I feel like children are innocent and they can sometimes become a product of their environment, their surrounding, the people that are in their lives. And if that's the way the mom talks all the time, and then I don't know about the dad, but nonetheless, that's going to affect this boy. And, so I told him to pray for his friend. And, that's what we should all be doing whenever, you know, we don't want to just pass judgment and be like, oh, you know, those people are, you know, ungodly and this and that. Like, go pray for them, you know, because obviously they need an experience with Christ. They need to know about Christ. And we should even be more willing to, in those moments, share Christ. But I understand, my son's 11. You know, this is maybe the second time he meets this woman. So, you know, I'm not expecting him to start preaching the word to her. But I'm sad for him that happened, but I do feel like it's a teaching experience. You know, it's something he's learning, you know, because when we go out into the world, and our children go out into the world, we can't always protect them, and they need to be, they need to know this. They need to have that security inside of them, you know, Christ living in them, the Holy Spirit, you know, residing in them. And they need to have the Word of God on their hearts. And so that's why I didn't have time, but today I will be sharing that with him. I mean, he knows that, you know, obviously that it's not good. But anyways, I just wanted to share that. And I hope you have a blessed day. I had another dream. I didn't want to mix it in with this video because I think it would, you know, it's something completely different. So hopefully I find time today to go over that, because I really feel like this one was a little bit more clear, and it does correlate and, you know, go together with some of the other dreams that I was having. So have a blessed day, and I'll hopefully see you soon.